It's Wednesday, October 19th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Back in August, Iranian authorities detained a Christian couple in Tehran's Evin prison. This month, Christian Solidarity International asks that you pray for Hamayan Zaveh, who suffers from advanced Parkinson's disease, and his wife, Sarah Ahmadi. The two have been sentenced to years in prison for participating in a house church. Christian converts in Iran are not recognized, and house churches are frequently rated as, quote, illegal groups, end quote. Dozens of Iranian Christians in recent years have received prison sentences of up to 15 years. Iran is ranked 9th on the Open Doors World Watch list of nations where it is most difficult to be a Christian. President Xi Jinping is expected to get an unprecedented third term as the leader of the Communist Party and the head of China's military forces. Meanwhile, the U.S. is cracking down on American companies selling advanced semiconductors to China. The goal is to slow China's technological and military development. Taiwan, South Korea, and the United States continue to outperform China in the manufacturing of high-end computer chips. Last weekend, over 1 million people marched across Mexico for the protection of human life. Activists read a manifesto in Mexico City, calling for the life of every human being to be protected equally before and after birth. Most of Mexico's states still have protections for unborn babies, but the lawmakers are facing international pressure to legalize abortion on demand. Colorado Christian baker Jack Phillips is back in court. Phillips of Masterpiece Cake Shop is appealing a ruling from last year that found him guilty of discrimination. He had refused to bake a cake to celebrate someone pretending to be the opposite sex. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of Phillips in 2018 in a similar case. The case involved his refusal to bake a cake to celebrate homosexuality. Alliance Defending Freedom continues to represent Phillips in his fight for religious freedom. You can support his defense through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Psalm 14, verse 4 asks, "Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call on the Lord?" A new poll from Rasmussen found education is an important issue for U.S. voters. 77% of likely voters believe education issues will be important in this year's congressional elections, and 45% believe it will be very important. 68% of voters are worried that public schools are promoting controversial beliefs and attitudes, with 49% saying they are very concerned. Last October, 76% of voters were concerned about what public schools were teaching. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reports that prices rose by 8.2% last month on an annual basis. In the face of surging inflation, Social Security recipients will get an 8.7% increase in their benefits next year. It's the largest cost of living adjustment in 40 years. A survey of the American Advisors Group found nearly a third of seniors say they are delaying retirement or are never planning to retire as consumer costs continue to rise. And finally, the American Bible Society released their latest findings from the 2022 State of the Bible Report. The study found that 92% of Bible users say the Bible has transformed their lives. Even 38% of non-Bible users say the same. Bible users are defined as those who read the Bible at least 3 to 4 times a year on their own. The report also found people who are scripture engaged were the most likely to strongly agree they can forgive others. Scripture engaged people are impacted daily by the Bible and regularly read and engage with the Bible. 2 Peter 1:19 says, "We also have the prophetic word strongly confirmed, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, October 19th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. And here to conclude the newscast is my son, Honor. He turns 13 today and becomes a man.
Seize the day for Jesus Christ.